I now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11855. The application of Purdue Agribusiness seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as an office for 5 years and referencing section 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south end of Enviro Way, approximately 1/2 mile west of Seaford Road. 911 address is 28338 Enviro Way, Seaford, with a tax map, or excuse me, zoning district AR1, and a tax map of 132, map 11, parcel 41. This application, as stated, is for the specific purpose of a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for an office. I will add that today I received an email from DLDOT, Department of Transportation, and they stated that the proposed use does not appear to create any transportation impacts and does not trigger entrance access improvements that would require further review by DLDOT. I got that today.
Thank you. Okay, you may be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Heather Smith, 119 McNeil Road,
James Muir, 5829 Brandy Wood Lane, Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm Heather Smith. I'm the project manager for McCrone. I'm here to represent Purdue Agribusiness. We're here to try to get a special use exception for a prefab modular building. It's a 60-foot by 23.5-foot modular building that will be placed directly adjacent to the existing Purdue Agribusiness AgriRecycle building. As Mr. Lank had stated, there will be no additional traffic that's generated. Basically, they're taking two, maybe three employees into this trailer. So it has easier access to the scale systems, no major renovations, no disturbance really, just basically setting these trailers here so they have easier access to the scales and the individuals in there have the ability to get in and out and, you know, communicate with what they need to do. As Mr. Lank said, we did get approval from DLDOT stating that there is no traffic additions to the entrance. So we're just asking for a special use exception to put this modular building here.
Okay. I'll see if we have any questions. I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
So the unit will be in the vicinity of the existing building?
Correct. It will be directly adjacent to it in the parking area.
So it won't be any closer to the public access or the road than
what's
already there?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Bickham?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Whitman?
Is the next set of scales?
Yes.
So that's going to be your scale room?
Basically for the people to read it and be, yes, instead of them being inside the building, they'll be in the trailers then.
In the trailer for the reading scales.
Yes, yes.
Trucks come in and out.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to build a building later?
I don't.
What was the question?
Sir, if you can step up to the mic if you're going to speak.
I'm sorry.
Are you going to build a building later for the scale room?
It's not in the plans right now. So it's sort of a semi-permanent trailer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It should be a permanent trailer.
More or less, yes. Mm-hmm.
Another question.
Mr. Mills?
It's going to have bathroom facility?
Yes.
And cooking facility?
No.
So, more curiosity, why do you need 300 to 400 square feet per person in a scale house?
Well, the scale house that they have currently, they've got three people jammed in there, and it's very small, and they're also going to, the people that are going into the trailer will be the people that actually work into the scale house, but they're also going to have a break room and a little meeting area, you know, whenever they need to get together and brainstorm or whatever.
I have architectural plans if anybody wants to see them. I can have one set. I'm not sure who.
The intent and purpose of allowing this for up to 5 years, of course, as a temporary structure until one can be built.
Correct.
So I guess the question I have is why not build a structure now? You know, if your intent is to use this indefinitely, then why wouldn't you just build a regular structure?
I guess.
Or purchase like a modular structure that's already built.
This is a modular structure.
But it can't be turned into a permanent structure. So this is a mobile structure, not a modular.
The application makes reference that it is a manufactured home type structure, not a modular.
It's
got a steel frame under it, for example. It's actually an office trailer.
Right.
Right. So again, why not a permanent structure? Because you've just testified that your intent is permanent.
Permanent. You know.
I guess financial purposes.
Sir, come back up to the mic, please.
I think basically it's because of a time constraints. They need something right away, and a manufactured trailer such as this meets their needs at the time.
So at this time, I mean, if we did give you 5 years, you'd be looking after this 5 to put something permanent there then?
I would believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Mr. Mills said, it's not.
Yes.
Yeah, not permanent.
It would be a permanent building there.
Right.
Let's say this a different way. On the facilities on the shore here for Purdue, how many scales have a permanent building other than something similar to this?
I can only speak of the one at Zion Church Road in Salisbury, and that would be the only one right now.
So, I mean, the one in Zion Church Salisbury is a unit similar to this. Is that correct?
No, it's not. It was the original scale when Purdue built that facility. It's been there for years. Yes.
So that building in the middle of the two scales is a permanent building?
At Zion Church Road.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So what you had before, you just had a building there, a little building for your scales?
You're talking about where we want to locate this one?
Yes.
Now? There's an office inside the building, which, like I say, because of the size of the office, it's really too small for the people that are in there.
Okay.
And by putting this trailer outside, just down from that office, they'll still be able to see the trucks coming into the scales and be able to, you know, have more room.
So it's attached to the, it's not attached to the building there?
No, it's not.
It won't be there, okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any further questions?
How big is this property?
Overall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
124.26 acres.
And there's only one other structure on this property other than this?
There is also a proposed pole building that they're looking at. Right now, we're going through some steps for that as well.
What's in the neighborhood? Is it rural in the neighborhood area?
It's agricultural.
It's sort of rural. The property itself is surrounded by trees. The access road coming into the facility is a very, very long road. Yeah.
Can it even be seen from the road or neighboring property?
The actual main building, the agri-recycle building, can be seen from the road, but you'd have to hit it at the right spot in order to see it.
So is it your belief that this would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Run that by me again, I'm sorry.
Is it your belief that this structure mm-hmm. would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Hearing no further questions.
Is there any opposition from across the street?
I'm sorry.
Is there any opposition from across the street?
We have not heard of any.
I only asked that because there was. We remember.
So far away, yeah. No, we haven't heard anything.
We didn't have much opposition to the application from across Seaford Highway.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a form of a letter.
From Sidrick.
Yeah. As I recall, the person in opposition, I believe, wrote a letter because he just suffered a heart attack.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing no further questions.
My memory's good.
Yeah. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, although I'd be hesitant to do it for more than necessary, what I feel necessary, a couple of years at most, I think it's fair to give them 5 years maximum. And we didn't hear that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I make a motion to approve case number 11,855 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,855 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,855 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.